This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Here in California, a jury enters a third day of deliberations in the smartphone-tablet copyright battle between Apple and Samsung. But today, in South Korea, a court facing some of the same questions issued its ruling. Here with more is Marketplace's Scott Tong. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
In a nutshell, who won the case in South Korea?
We have a split decision.
Okay.
Samsung came to the court and argued that Apple copied one of its technologies, its data transfer technology. And the court said yes, so Apple has to take some of its old products off the market in Korea and pay some fines.
Mm-hmm.
Apple came to the court and said Samsung copied its touchscreen patents. And Groundhog Day alert, the court said, yes, Samsung, you did that. Take some of your products off the market and pay tens of thousands of dollars in fines.
Sure.
What the court did not find, and this is a big question, is that Samsung lifted Apple's entire design of the iPhone. We should note that this just applies to the Korea market, and there's a much bigger intergalactic legal fight going on here.
Right. How many other places is this playing out?
All right. By one tally, 12 lawsuits in 9 countries.
Wow.
And as you mentioned, the biggie is before a federal court in California. It's now before the jury. Apple wants $2.5 billion, and Samsung wants almost half a billion. So this is one of the biggest tech spats ever. In the closing arguments, Apple lawyers said Samsung make your own, and it alleged intense copying. You may have heard the joke before that R&D stands for receive and duplicate. That's the allegation. Samsung came back and played the monopolist card and said Apple wants to block its biggest competitor from even attending the game. So stay tuned.
Marketplace's Scott Tong. Thanks a lot.
Okay.